W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CD Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden addressing the crowd at Normandy Beach, reminding those who took part in the D-Day invasion 80 years ago, there's still evil in the world.
The struggle between a dictatorship and freedom is unending. Here in Europe, we see one stark example. Ukraine has been invaded by a tyrant bent on domination.
The 11 American and one British World War II vets at the ceremony, all receiving French Legion of Honor awards from President Emmanuel Macron. Palestinian health officials say an Israeli strike on a school that had been serving as a shelter for displaced families in Gaza has left at least 33 people dead, including 23 women and children. The Israeli military says the school was being used as a Hamas compound. A two-year-old boy was killed and his mother injured when a tree struck their home in suburban Detroit. It happened during a tornado. Another twister also touching down in Montgomery County, Maryland. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the state prison in Waupun faces prison time himself. Randall Hepp is charged with misconduct in public office after four inmates died on his watch in a year's time. Eight former prison staffers are charged with felony abuse. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt.
There must be accountability for the actions and inactions of state employees. As the sheriff, I am angered at how these men were treated and how they died.
One of the four deaths is ruled a homicide. He died of malnourishment after his water was turned off. The former superintendent of Wisconsin's largest school district is getting $160,000 to walk away. Milwaukee's Keith Posley is quitting at the end of the month after failing to report required financial information to the state. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Police have arrested a man suspected of trying to kidnap children from a Wautoma park. Witnesses reported he showed several children videos on his phone and tried to lure them into a wooded area. A flood of community tips led the police to the suspect. Charges were referred to Washera County District Attorney. Police say this serves as an important safety reminder to parents not to allow children to play unsupervised in public locations. In Green Bay, the new community shelter helps homeless in the area. Robert is one of its residents.
And I ended up staying in a park above a slide on a platform with various blankets and pillows on the east end of town where nobody really bothered me at all. And I was always protected at night. I had God on my side, and that's what kept me going all the time.
Robert was a guest on Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a civic media program that airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. on WGBW. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are dealing with several injuries right now.
Look at the situation we're in. We've used 11 starters in 61 games. I mean, you know, he certainly qualifies as a guy that could fill a role for us with all our nine guys on the IL.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for three games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-seven series. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A few showers are possible today, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. The wind will be west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, still breezy, but it will be warmer with a high tomorrow of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Where do grown-ups go in the water park capital of the world? Well, go to a water park. You'll find one nearly everywhere you go. Go relax in a cabana. Go golfing. Going for a nice dinner? Oh, go for the special. Go for the weekend. Heck, why not go for the whole week? go to a show, go shopping, go tour a winery. Wow, we're really on the go. Say, I could go for a beer. Need a day at the spa? Go for it. Wisconsin Dells, it's go time. Plan your grown-up getaway at wisdells.com.
Many people with unique homes reach out to Pella because our team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era.
I love that I have a home that's 100 years old. It's a historic district, and we didn't want to ruin the look by having modern windows in an older home. When I found out that Pella had an architecturally accurate product line, they simply guided us and helped us to make a great decision for our home.
Order today and get 0% interest for up to 48 months at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Certain restrictions apply in 6/30/2024.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Wisconsin Women in Conservation. They're having a field day you need to know about. J.R. Radcliffe with sports and Brittany Merlot for weather and wine. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, Mino and Shannon. Why did I say that again? It's Shannon the Mayor. I'm so used to saying Mino.
That's amazing.
He's on special assignment. Hey, we got a super nice text in here. Hi, Shannon and Jim. Great show. Way to go. So that's Kathy O.
Hey, thank you, Kathy.
All right. This segment is
sponsored by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Ordering windows is it? Ooh, in an older home can be a real challenge.
That would be me. I should be reading this. My home. You've been to my house.
I have. It's beautiful.
It's old. It's 100. What's 100 and what? 10 years old.
So anyway. That's why people like Jim with older homes reach out to Pella. Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architect from any era. I also have Pella windows.
Your house is like 1980 or 85 or not. Yeah,
it really doesn't.
I wasn't born when my house was built. Remember that whole conversation?
Yes. I was born. It was 89.
Okay, 89, whatever.
I was 3 when that house was
born. Yeah, our next guest wasn't.
Okay. It really doesn't matter what kind of home you live in. They offer nearly endless possibilities in design, flexibility in sizes, colors, finishes, and so much more. So if you order from Pella, you get 0% interest for 48 months. That's amazing.
It is.
Certain restrictions do apply, and this ends June 30th, so get on this. Pella's products stand the test of time as well. They're so confident that they offer the best wood warranty in the business. With a deal like this, there's no reason to wait any longer.
That's right.
Get 0% interest for 48 months if you order by June 30th at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Visit
PellaWI.com.
All right. That's a great company. And like I said, for those of you who live in older homes, but even younger homes like yours, Shannon, Pella's way to go. Hey, Katie Kamen is in. Katie, you've been on here before.
I have.
We talk about,
thanks for having me.
Well, you bet. We were talking a little bit earlier with Jim Collar, who is running a big event this weekend at Fox City's Experience Music Festival. And Katie really runs the downtown events here in Green Bay. And, you know, we got 100,000 people that live here, but with the surrounding communities, they all take part in what we have going on. So tell us what's happening.
Yeah, we are just about to kick off most of our, you know, our big summer events, which is really exciting. We've already kicked off the farmer's market. Woo-hoo. Farmer's market started Memorial weekend. We do, in downtown Green Bay, we do the Saturday farmer's market. On the other side of the river is the Broadway market, which is Wednesday evenings. Mm-hmm. We focus on the Saturday markets, and it's really fun. It's really great. Lots of people come, and it's a really fun time.
And you're at the farmer's market, of course, yep. I live right there. That's a true farmer's market.
It is.
You know what I mean? Like, it's been around for 100 years.
It has.
And Oshkosh has a cool farmer's market. They're celebrating their 30th years. I'm like, oh, you're a kid. But what I like about the Wednesday farmer's markets, too. But The Saturday one is really, it's the real deal.
It is. It's more produce and, you know, it's a little bit more of a, what I would consider a traditional farmer's right. market. People come and they get their vegetables, they have their coffee. They do, we do yoga in the mornings. Yeah. So a little plug for that. That's really fun. I've done it before. And they always have live music. So, you know, we have some great band, you know, bands, guitar players come in and entertain us. And there's lots of really great food and it's really fun. And then a couple of new things. Once a month, we do family focused shows for the farmers market. So there's extra, like, there's special activities once a month that are focused on families. So you can bring your family and they have family friendly activities once a month for each of the farmers market. Yep.
So, like, what would that be? So, family, young kids, little kids? Okay. It's go ahead.
So they have, you know, they have people in costumes and they do, you know, there's, I think there's balloon events and bubbles right. and just kind of to make it something different for families.
I think that's great.
Get them out of bed. Saturday, I want to sleep. No, you're not.
No, they are out of bed. At least mine are.
Well, for the parents, there's really great coffee.
Yeah. Right. All right. What else?
One other new thing that we are doing, we have merchandise available each year. We do a, put out a call for artists and they can design, they can do a design and we, picked our design this year. So that's available starting this Saturday.
That was my design.
Congratulations.
Thank
it's
you.
Awesome. I already bought my shirt.
Yes.
What?
Well, that's so cool.
Yeah. I entered that contest and my design won.
Well,
yeah.
In the
did
office,
you know that, Todd?
We
I did because she mentioned it. I think the last time she was on, Jim.
Fun fact.
I don't sometimes
we love
listen
it.
As well as I should.
Good, thank
that
you.
Is very cool. Do I get a free one or something for me and like your friend?
No.
Okay.
No.
No.
You,
fact,
can, you can buy was, it at the Saturday Farmers Market.
Support Green Bay, downtown Green Bay.
All right, fine. I'll buy.
Well, that's
it.
Really
okay.
cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. I feel like I'm like meeting someone famous.
that would be Todd.
Right.
Then we have the Fridays Fridays on the Fox that kicks off June 14th. So that's next Friday. It's every Friday night from June 14th to August 2nd, 6 to 9 on the City Deck right behind Hagermeister Park.
That is an awesome event. Mm-hmm. And that $13 million City Deck that was built and paid for no property tax dollars. I know a little bit about that, is a great event. And I've told this story and I'm going to tell it again because I think it's worth telling, but the dueling pianos is fun.
Yep.
I mean, they just you can't stump those guys. They know everything and they play everything, Beatles, Elton John to reggae, whatever. And my wife and I went there. Our kids were in high school then. Right. And they're long gone, but, and we went down there, met some friends and like, we looked over, I don't know, not that far away. And they were there with their friends. And I thought, well, this is cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because we didn't like tell each other. We're going out, you know. Be
it's
home
a fun
by 10.
Place to meet people.
It's awesome.
And, mm-hmm. meet friends.
Food's good. Refreshments are great. And, you know, you're listening to some great music and looking at the river, which, you know, water is just cool to look at.
Yeah, so, it's nice anyway, good. To that's, watch the sunset.
That's a week from tomorrow?
Yep.
Or a week from, week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow. June 14th is
all right,
the first
cool.
one.
All right.
I'll be there.
Dueling pianos, right?
Yep. So that they have been kicking off our Fridays on the Fox for several years now.
All right.
And then we have 8 weeks. So it starts June 14th, but it goes on every Friday for 8 weeks until August 2nd. And we have some really great bands. Would you like me to list them, please?
Wait, is Big Mouth playing?
Yes, they are playing in the 6th week. So I think it's in July.
That's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you're ending with Pat McCurdy.
Yes. Oh. So I'll just go through the list
rattle
really quick.
Rattle them off
real quick. Yeah. So we've got the Piano Guys. We have Copper Box week 2.
Great.
Week 3 is going to be really fun. It's Brass Differential, which is a
love
big
them.
Brass band.
Love them.
And they are teaming up with the local army band, which is going to be really cool. So it's going to be they're going to do some things in collaboration. Fire on High is the 5th of July. Felt like their name was kind of
fitting
for their
5th of July. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
And then we have the Cougars, which is always a really
fun
time. Yeah,
they're fun.
Big Mouth, Star 6ix9ine, and Pat McCurdy.
Wow.
Yeah.
phenomenal.
That is quite the lineup.
Yes.
Awesome. I think it's gonna be great. And that is free to the people who come down there.
Yes, it is totally free. Yep. We work really hard to make events free and accessible to all. But a little plug, we couldn't do it without our sponsors. So we have two amazing sponsors this year, Associated Bank and Pomps Tires. So they help us they help us to keep these events free for all. And that's our mission, to make it free and accessible for anybody who wants to come.
Two great Green Bay companies. Mm-hmm. I don't think people realize how big Pomps Tire is. That's an awesome company. That'd be cool.
That's my design.
Oh, here. So this, back to the farmer's market.
It's beautiful.
Okay. That's
so
interesting.
It's the four things that Shannon likes best, right?
I love beets, right? Coffee, strawberries, and the flowers. I talked about the flowers last time. I love them.
That's very cool. So that's a shirt we can buy there, and you won the contest. All right. Fridays in the Fox. All right. What else is going on there, Katie?
Another event that we have in June. So we have two other events coming up toward the end of June. We have Theater in the Park. That is in the Old Main District, and that is in Whitney Park. That's going to be really fun. It's Shakespeare's 12th Night. Ooh. And it's a tropical twist on Shakespeare.
I take my dog there.
Mm-hmm. It's a great dog park.
It is. It is. And he likes it there. The Shakespeare, who's putting that on?
It is Play by Play Theater is who we are partnering with to put this on.
Wow.
Yep.
It's kind of comedy a little bit, right?
There's
some comedy in Shakespeare. I don't know what you're putting on. What is the name of the...
It's the 12th Night. And it's a it's kind of a modern twist that they're doing on it. So there's going to be, kind of a tropical theme. So
cool.
That's
lots of pink
fun.
And I think there's beach balls.
Tell me when that is again. Shakespeare in the Park, Whitney Park.
June 23rd, that's a Sunday, and we have two shows, again, totally free, free performances at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., so we have two different performances, and we anticipate it's going to be pretty popular, so that's why we have two shows, so you can come to either one at Whitney Park, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m.
We're going to promote that a little bit more. That's awesome. A cool thing. Bring your lawn chairs.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bring
your
blankets.
Limited seating, so we encourage you to bring your own blankets.
Right.
BYOB.
That's changed since I was a kid.
Just a little bit.
Also serve alcohol at this one, too.
All right. Really, Mom, that's what it meant? I didn't know. Bring your own blanket. Okay. And now I know. I finally learned something after 50 years. So, okay, cool. All right. And so that's coming up. How long does that series run, Katie?
That's just a one-day thing. So that's
just the 23rd.
Just the 23rd.
All right.
And then much later in August, we do have a new event this year, which is Children's Theater in the Park. But that's coming up. There's a ways until that one. That one is in August.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So your organization is funded a lot by, like you said, Pomps and Associated.
Yep. We rely on a lot of sponsors.
Do you need volunteers? We were talking about volunteering earlier this morning.
Yes. We actually are about to put out today, I believe. Another event I haven't really talked about because it's in July. We have Art Fest. That is our biggest event that we put on as an organization. That is a two-day event, and we bring in, I believe it's around 30,000 people come, and we have over 100 artists this year. So it's a big event, and we are definitely looking for volunteers for that.
All right.
Yeah. So
where can they sign up?
Yeah.
The link is going to go live today. So we're going to get that out on our website. So you can sign up at our website, downtowngreenbay.com.
Okay.
Yes. We would love volunteers.
Awesome. Downtowngreenbay.com. And you also have everything you just talked about.
Yes.
On there as well.
All of our events can be found on the website, or they can also be found on our social media. Social media pages.
All right, like we said, get out there and enjoy. The weather's going to be great.
Yes.
You guys work so hard to bring these events to fruition, you know, and it's happening everywhere, you know, Oshkosh, Appleton, but I mean, you know, they're great. I mean,
we think so.
Oh, they are. I mean, I've been to many of them, and they're great to do that. So, Katie, awesome. Thank you for what you're doing for Downtown Green Bay.
Thanks for having me.
The upcoming events, and like I said, downtowngreenbay.com to get information.
Check it out.
All right, Shannon the Mayor, we'll be right back. Thanks. You, Katie.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air. It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you! Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. And of course, you can always use the Civic Media app and download the program. Our special guest host today is Shannon Cohen. Shannon, thanks for being here. This has been awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, this is great. Katie was, you talk about these events, and I know the Farmers Market, your shirt won the contest, so that's what we're going to, that's great. I think we've said that enough. But we,
wow. Now you know how Mino feels.
I guess.
Just, okay.
Two shows with you, and he's already digging in.
He's just like, no.
No, I think that's great what they have going on, and we still got some more events coming up that are going to be talked about down in Oshkosh. So, yeah, it's cool, and I want people to really, you know, we have the guy from Bellin come on once a week, and they're, of course, a great sponsor of our show. And, you know, just to get outside that's healthy, get outside, walk around, maybe not cheese curds every time, but, no. You know, but, you know.
The small order, not the large.
You know, I teach at TC, and one of the projects the kids do is a food truck, and they always come up with this, you know, non-dairy or these vegetarian, and because they think that's what people want. I'm like, go to a food truck rally and see who has the longest line. It's right. That onion guy, which is awesome.
And the cheese curd people.
And the cheese curd guy.
Always.
But they offers a variety. We're very impressed with the Caribbean guy. He was here. Mm. He's got an awesome food truck, 509 something. In
Area 509 is Area his 509. Restaurant, and Area. The food truck is Caribbean Taste. And or he, Caribbean Taste, depending on, you know, right. How you like to say it.
Right.
I'm addicted. I'm addicted to it. He's and Lisa, our news person, is also addicted to it.
So
I love Caribbean food.
It's,
so.
Well, it's such a variety, and, you know, it's fun to go there and just, yeah, try different things. And what we're hoping to do, I think, or at least what my students are hoping to do is educate them a little bit on the culture and the community through your food truck.
Absolutely.
You know, not just to have the food, but, you know, have a little map. This is where Haiti is or wherever they're mm-hmm.
I love a good gyro.
Those are great. Love it. Tough to make at home, though. You're not going to buy that. You know what I mean? Like, that's something you got to buy. I haven't mastered the gyro yet. I would like to because, well, maybe I shouldn't.
Why?
Well, because I was just at the doctor this week. He's like, oh, Jim, you're not going to hit your goal. My goal was to be at X amount of weight by tomorrow.
How's it going?
I'm not there because my birthday is tomorrow, and right. I wanted to be at a certain weight. I wanted to be under a certain weight, and I'm not going to be there. But it's my own fault. It's totally my own fault. So that's all right. I'll just keep working. It's my partner, Mino, doesn't help anything, but that's all right. It's my fault.
I mean, I'm still trying to lose my baby weight, and my baby is 7. So
mine's my stress weight, so I got to get rid of that. Anyway, we're going to listen to another excerpt from John, and it. As we said, you know, beginning of the show, and we've said throughout the show, today is D-Day, 80 years ago, when our very brave men, were there women there too?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I'm just, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm not 100%.
They were sure behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
I was like, unbelievable. Yep. So maybe we'll say our brave men and women, but storm the beaches of Normandy. And yeah, and today there are the presidents over there, along with, you know, the president of France and. They have 200 people who were there 80 years ago.
Wow.
I know. They're old. 99, 100, 101. But they're there.
God
bless them. And they remember that stuff like yesterday.
And they're actually being, celebrated?
Well, honored.
Honored. That's a tough word, but yeah, that
right.
was to be.
They're being honored.
Yeah, that was the beginning of.
By the place that took yeah. a lot of people.
And so. I am surprised. A lot of people have been there. John's never been there. And I think, you know.
Boy,
you know,
we should try and get him there.
Right. He, you know, and they have excursions that go there, but you can also go on your own too. But, you know, there's.
Maybe you guys could do like a show there.
A trip with Mino and the mayor to Normandy.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. This is radio, Shannon. This is radio.
Right. Yeah, we'd have to come up with the money ourselves.
They won't even reimburse us for our parking, which we just went out and did. So no, this is radio. No, this is great. I love what Civic Media is doing.
I do too.
To connect locally, because we've lost a little bit of that, right? You know, the networks don't cover local things like they used to. And even the newspapers are a little bit owned by larger companies, and they don't drill down as much as they could or should. And speaking of that, you know, I have my own program called Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, and that airs on Sundays at 1. And we just really take a deep dive into some local issues. So anyway,
let's hear another story, Todd.
From John.
All right.
I'd volunteered to be a glider pilot. Everybody was scared and nervous on the trip over, but I kept thinking that the odds were with me. My older brother, Edward, had been flying in a B-24 that disappeared over Germany in April. I didn't think our family's luck was so bad that both of us would go down. During training, we landed by the light of flares set up by the Pathfinders. Since we were landing in an entirely different area, the only thing we had to guide us was the light of the artillery shells. Well, we didn't have much choice. We cut loose from the tow plane and aimed for a field alongside a wooded area. We touched down and hit a ditch. The front wheels got torn off. We went between a couple of trees. The wings got sheared off. We hit another ditch, lost the rest of the wheels, then slid sideways down into the ditch, and finally, after all of that, settled in, nice as could be. I looked back. Everybody okay? Yeah, sure. Good landing, they all said. They were just so happy to be on the ground. I looked over at Herbie, my co-pilot. No Herbie. He had flown right out the nose of the plane. There he was, wrapped around a wooden fence with a steering column still in his hands. All he had was a busted leg. If you saw the movie Saving Private Ryan, you remember the story of the general who wanted to protect his tail, so he had an armor plate attached under his side of the glider. Well, that threw the balance of the glider all out of whack. They crash-landed. The general and all of the troopers inside were killed. The only guy that lived was the pilot. That happened right near where we landed. When it got light, we saw what happened to a lot of the paratroopers the night before. A lot of them were shot while hanging in trees. When the paratroopers I was with saw that, they didn't have any mercy. I remember we had a little Italian guy from Chicago leading the way. He said, "You saw what they did to our captain and our troopers hanging in the trees? Any German SOB who jumps up and yells, 'Comrade, comrade,' you shoot him." Larry Cabali, glider pilot, Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Green Bay. Wow. Thank you, Larry. I mean, man, it's just incredible what those kids went through. And, you know, I'm glad we're honoring that today. And then we'll continue to do this. But 80th anniversary, there's still people who were there that are over there today. And I think that's awesome.
So if people want to read these stories, they can get John's book, correct?
Yep. He's got 5 books. I don't know which one of these it's in.
Well, and then read them all. I think people should read them all.
And he's got them on Amazon, and he does a lot of speaking, so he sells his books after he gives a talk. But, yeah, pretty cool stuff that, you know, he's capturing. And what I think is even more special, especially when you talk to students, is these people aren't from, like, New York or California. They're from Green Bay, Denmark.
Appleton, County,
right?
Yeah,
just... That's cool that we're doing that. So, and we're going to have a couple more, or at least one more of these, because we still have another guest we want to talk to. You know, the Thrasher Opera House, what Jason is doing there, they have a great lineup. They bring in some awesome entertainment, and there's nothing, the acoustics, the ambiance of an opera house is like nothing else. I mean, there's a lot of cool places to watch concerts and listen to music, but he knows what he's doing there at the Thrasher Opera House.
It's I don't think I've ever officially been to an opera house.
Well, you can't say that on the air. You have to say that, look, this is one of the best opera houses I've been to.
Well, it's got the coolest name, the Thrasher Opera House.
And we, it's in Green Lake, and we actually investigated he ghosts did. There too. So
doesn't that kind of have that name, Thrasher Opera House, Haunted?
I love it.
So, all right, we're going to be right back with Jason Mainsmith, Shannon the Mayor. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Five new mental health crisis centers are open in Wisconsin. They're for treating people who can't stay in their community safely but don't need to be in the hospital. The centers are in Waukesha, Beaver Dam, Wausau, La Crosse, and Madison. The races are set for the August primaries, and Wisconsin Democrats say they can make their biggest gains in more than a decade, thanks to new maps, State Senate Minority Leader Diane Hesselbein.
For the first time in over 20 years, we have a Senate Democrat running in every single race in the state of Wisconsin. Let me say that again. A candidate running in every race, challenging every single Republican candidate.
Meanwhile, 120 Democrats are running in 97 of Wisconsin's 99 assembly districts. In contrast, Republicans are running in 11 Senate races and 84 assembly districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Winnebago County municipalities and nonprofits will finally get their promised American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA, grants before the end of this month. Winneconne, Omro, and Algoma are all waiting for infrastructure funds to be released from the county. The Greater Fox Cities Area Habitat for Humanity, Nova Counseling, Solutions Recovery, the Boys and Girls Club of Oshkosh, and the NINA and Oshkosh YMCAs are waiting for $500,000 grants as well. The county board approved those grants back in March. A group of Green Bay Packers rookies and draft picks, including first-round pick Jordan Morgan, helped clear a lot for the Greater Green Bay Habitat for Humanity home build this week. Players removed branches and downed trees to prepare the lot for the next step of building a home on Green Bay's east side. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're looking for something new to watch, you might get some ideas from the 2024 Gotham Just for TV Awards. The big winners, according to Variety, were Netflix's Baby Reindeer, which won for Breakthrough Limited Series, Amazon Prime's Mr. and Mrs. Smith for Breakthrough Drama, and winning Breakthrough Comedy Series was CBS' Colin from Accounts. Andrew Scott won for Breakout Performance in a Limited Series for his portrayal as Ripley. He was great. Trina McGee, who played Angela on Boy Meets World, has announced she's pregnant. This might not sound all that newsworthy, except she is 54 years old. Entertainment Weekly reports that the child will be her fourth. Her other three children are all adults from previous relationships. This will be her first child with her current husband. The couple has been married since 2008. So they are either very unlucky or just only recently got around to the whole sex thing. Married couples do get busy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
A few showers are possible today, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy with a high of 66 this afternoon. The wind will be west at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, clear 52. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, still breezy, but it will be warmer with a high tomorrow of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores, find your station, and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
At Fleet Farm, we know every new day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday workwear from Carhartt, Ariat, and Dickies. Everyday lawn and garden from Scotts, Husqvarna, and Miracle-Gro. Everyday tools from DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Craftsman. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles joins me to talk about the best kids shows, Summerfest and Ferris Bueller. And I play some highlights from my visit to a recent Bigfoot convention.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back. This is the last half hour. Shannon, has been awesome.
We've done it.
I know. 2.5 hours in, we still got a great half hour coming up. Hey, can they still do the Scotty?
Not for this hour.
Okay, all right, nope. All right. Well, I heard your ad during the
break. Well, it's a promo, right?
Oh, it's just a promo to... for the whole event.
That's how radio works, Jim. Okay. I've got a little promo right. Action.
I saw them listen to the
well, hopefully yeah. Everyone.
That's good to know. Thank you.
Yeah, no, man. I usually I'm usually getting coffee or in the bathroom or something. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sitting around just catching a little.
Oh, my
my
Lord.
Buddy Jason Mansmith is on the line
he
with
is.
Us.
Jason.
Hi, Jason.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody. So glad to meet you, Shannon.
Oh, thank
right.
you.
Yes. Thrasher Opera House.
Green. Can I just say that is the coolest name ever?
Isn't it?
Thrasher cool. And, Opera House.
Without Charlie Thrasher, we're without a name, right? So we thank that guy for having a rad last name, too.
Awesome.
So great name, but that's an awesome venue.
Thank you. We really appreciate it. It's an experience unlike any other, I think. You know, an acoustically incredible building and just the experience that you have, small town, rural environment. You know, we personalize it as much as possible. We know these people coming through the doors, and if we don't, we're going to become friends real quick.
You're right. I mean, that's very cool. And there's some good restaurants in that neck of the woods, too. I mean, people can make it.
There's
evening.
A lot of really good restaurants in that neck of the woods. So.
Make it a fun
night. Yeah, we're doing good in that department.
Yeah. So what do you have coming up?
So just a few weeks ago, we released our new season. That'll take us all the way through the end of the year. And got some big hitters in there. If you like blues, if you like rock, if you like, you know, classic rock, if you like Poco, if you like those kind of things, right? So it's going to be a good season coming up. We've got some great holiday shows towards the end of the year. But I will tell you this, tickets are selling fast for a lot of these shows. And if not already sold out, being close to sold out on some of these things. And they've only been on sale for a couple of weeks here. So act now. But it's going to be a fun thing. And then, you know, we've got some comedy in there. Everybody knows Mary Mack from around Wisconsin. So Mary's coming back to do a great show with us here in September. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we just encourage people to check out our website, thrasheropperahouse.com, for all the details, information, tickets. The great thing about us is we keep everything very affordable, right? You could spend a lot of money to go see a lot of great music sometimes, but you know, we realize that, you know, sometimes it might be a little bit of a night out, and, you know, people plan for those things, and we want to keep, you know, prices affordable and respectable in that part too, and not a lot of service charges that go along with ticket fees and things like that. We keep it pretty simple.
We as consumers love that.
I appreciate that.
There's so much of these, this fee and that fee. It's like, give me a break. I mean, just put that into the ticket. But, you know, and you talk about the pricing, you know, the classic rock. I'm sure that's going to be awesome. And you know, a lot of people like the blues, the polka. Yeah, some people like that. I do. I'm just kidding. We just had this big, we had Gary Jaswicki on, our senator, former senator. And he's the one that led the charge on the polka being the state dance or the state song or something. Right. So anyway, that's very cool. So yeah.
So I think you might have confused. I didn't say polka. I said poco.
Oh, poco, like
the band.
Did you say poco like Rosa Cimarron poco?
Yeah. So we have a great group called Cimarron 615 coming in.
Oh my gosh, I'm there. What is that?
Flying Burrito Brothers and Hank Williams Jr. Band, all part of that.
All
so
right.
They're coming on in.
Okay. I'm doing that. I'm sorry. I thought he said polka.
I did too.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right. So, okay. At least Shannon's on my side on this one. Todd's like rolling his eyes. He's looking at the clock. 22 more minutes. So
almost done.
Anyway, when does this kick off? What do you have coming up like this weekend or next weekend? When do you guys start the series?
Yeah, so we actually have an event tonight. We partner with the Green Lake Festival of Music. It's an organization that does shows from during the entire summer. And, you know, they bring different kinds of variety of music on in. Tonight we have the Mertz Trio, which is a great violin, piano kind of a trio that will be performing this evening. That's completely free of charge tonight.
Oh.
7 o'clock doors, I think 7 o'clock talk and then 7:30 performance. So We do a couple of those a year. And then next week, 2 weeks, we have Missoula Children's Theater coming in, which kids from around the area can audition. They audition on Monday and they perform two shows on Saturday. The great thing is it's completely free of charge for these students to participate, right? So we have great sponsors to support this, and they get a good experience for theater. And
oh my gosh, I don't mean to interrupt you, Jason, but it's amazing. So and my Interlochen is like a theater place, right, in Michigan, and my kids have been there. But it's amazing how they take these kids. Like I think you said, this is what a Monday is auditions. Saturday they're going to put on an unbelievable show. I mean, because they just really work. They start. I mean, they're blocking in like 3 or 4 days and they put on a great show. That's cool.
That's a great experience.
Yeah. The audition experience is unbelievable. Right. You get a kid in a group of, 65 kids and these directors have to place them into these certain roles within an hour of meeting them.
Right.
Right. So it's a really fascinating process and we're just really happy to work with them and, provide the outlet for kids to get an experience of what it's like to be a performer and to be in theater and maybe memorize lines or learn some choreography or just to get that kind of creative spirit in their body.
That's a life skill. I mean, to get up on stage, to perform, and you got to get along with everybody too. But, as they say about theater, I just think everybody really gets along. Some of these, I don't want to pick on anybody, but some industries or maybe some sports, the older kids are like a little more clickier and they don't engage the younger kids. Whereas when you get into theater, at least my experience, and I have a little bit in this, is they really get along, man. That is just a great, they all want everybody to be successful because the more you're successful, the more the whole theater is successful.
Yeah, it's really a good, kind of first footstep for anybody who's interested in it because then it'll become a lifelong kind of experience, right? Because they'll want to continue on and, they have that ability to do so for the rest of their lives. So,
I just want to give a little shout out to that trio. It's amazing. Sometimes we listen, it's guitar, sax, that kind of stuff, but you get the violin, cello, it's amazing what the kind of music they can put out with three people in those trios. That's very cool.
Yeah, we have that experience coming in tonight. And then next month we have a night of opera. So we will have opera at the Opera House coming up in July, which is something we don't do very often is have a lot of opera here.
Yeah.
We will have a great opera experience coming up in July. And again, courtesy of the Green Lake Festival of Music, that is free of charge. You don't have to pay anything to be a part of it.
Wow.
Just come on in and get a little bit of culture that way too.
That's so great. All right.
Jim, can you sing opera?
No, I can't. I can listen to it though.
All right. I just wanted to check. I'm sure if John were here, he'd probably try singing something.
He would try. That's the difference between me and John. He'll embarrass himself at any cost. Sometimes Johnny gets these, but he just thinks he's these tenors, and he can't even sing on key. I shouldn't talk about your dad today. We love John. But no, not opera. That would not be his thing. That's my observation. But ThrasherOperaHouse.com, it's all on there?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. We've got the shows all the way through the end of the year out there for people to get time to take a look at. And like I said, we've got the Steely Dane, which is a great band coming in August. 14 of Madison's best musicians all play in the songbook with Donald Fagen and Steely Dan. And how we're going to fit them on our stage is beyond us because, it's a tiny kind of stage. But this is going to be 14 people on this stage, and it's going to be an experience another for sure. So, just legends. Corky Siegel, from the Siegel Schwal Band back in the day. He's going to be on our stage. He's coming back in again. He loves playing here. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And then we have a couple of what we call 506 sessions that I really like to chat about because we pin down the even room smaller. So we take it to only 80 people who are able to get into those things. And we've got Melissa Carper, who he's got this like, what am I looking like? So think of like the greatest country crooners in the world on the female side. And she's right there with them.
Cool.
Right.
Oh, cool.
Cassie Klein, those kind of things. And then William Elliott Whitmore is another 506 session. It's from Iowa, huge following. And it's a microphone, a guitar, and a drum, and he plays them all at the same time.
Awesome.
That's like, impressive.
There's so much talent out there. And hey, tell us, those of us some people from maybe Green Bay that haven't been to Thrasher Opera House, tell us about that whole environment. Tell us a little bit more about the theater and the surroundings, the whole ambiance. That's just a very, very cool place.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, look at it in the heart of East Central Wisconsin here, you know, and Green Lake is a busy place during the summer, yeah. right? So we understand that, and people love to come here. But just the, you know, the rural environment that we here kind of experience is unlike any other. We've got, you know, a fantastic lake and, you know, various opportunities to do outside activities, but it's nice to come together and come into a building that was built in 1910 on the National Historic Register. And, you know, has been a performing spot pretty much for its entire life. There were some times where there were other things that were going on here, but back 26 years ago, they revitalized it. And now, you know, they started out doing three shows and now we're doing almost 60 shows a year.
Wow.
At this little venue in Green Lake and bringing in talent from across the globe to come into this rural setting here in the Middle East, Central Wisconsin, to provide a cultural experience.
And kudos to you guys when you did the renovation. You did it right. You know, sometimes the renovation, they cover stuff up, you know, it's and that's why the acoustics are is great as they are, is you spent the money to bring it back to its really its original almost.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know how they did it, but we've had performers come out on here and said, you know, this building was built in 1910. And nowadays, if you would build a building like this, you'd have to spend millions of dollars to replicate the acoustic sound right. that we have.
Oh, absolutely.
That was built in 1910, where none of the technology was available. So it's really a unique spot and a pleasure to have people in here.
Yeah. John, tell me a little bit. Jason, I know it's Jason. Mino's not here today. No, I don't miss him. I just see his name here. But the Green Lake Festival of Music, that's a partner of yours, or tell me how that all fits into what the Thrasher House does.
Yeah, so the Green Lake Festival of Music brings in performances during the summer months of all kinds of things, chamber singers, like we said, kind of trios coming in, opera, and it's really, and they do them not only here in Green Lake, but they do them in like cities like Ripon or in Oshkosh and throughout the area. Hmm. Chamber singer workshops. It's just to kind of, you know, promote the arts and all kinds of being open to them, and you know, kind of see what you can find, and especially in these small, you know, rural settings. Sometimes you don't get a lot of this caliber kind of entertainment unless you go to a bigger city or a bigger right. area. So they're just engaged in bringing people together to kind of, you know, share the experience and let them learn.
And great for the locals, but I think you have some tourists up there too, especially this summer.
Yeah, you know, we got a few things going on here. We work closely with our area chambers of commerce, and you know, there's so many great things to do in and around Green Lake, and you know, and there's plenty of opportunities to stay here and to dine here and have fun here. And if you like golf, and if you like any of those outdoor kind of things, you know, we have a really good you know, setting to take care of that, and our surrounding communities as well. You know, we have, you know, breweries and wineries and distilleries and all those things that people seem to really, really enjoy. And, you know, it's all within, you know, 15 minutes of here.
Right.
Sounds like a great weekend.
I just did that. Green Lake has got it going on. And deepest lake in Wisconsin, too. Did you know that?
Oh.
I got a ticket from the DNR for fishing. I didn't have my license. It was expired, but it wasn't my fault.
Jim.
But, yeah. I was
fishing.
It's
never your fault.
No, of course it wasn't. No, it wasn't my fault. That totally wasn't my fault.
I'm passing in a small town. I shouldn't be doing that. Not my fault.
I just, it was like one cast and this guy pulls up in his boat and I'm like, look, I'm just, you know. Anyway.
Is your mayor a wanton criminal?
I paid it. But anyway.
Did you get a ticket in Rosendale on the way here too?
No, right? I got pulled over in Rosendale, but I actually.
Who hasn't?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. But actually the guy, no, I was.
He let you off?
Yeah, I did.
Never happens, Jim. Did you like give him some cash or something?
No, well, let me think about
did
that.
You say, did do I? You know who I am?
Yeah. I was not mayor when I got pulled over. Oh, okay. No, I was. Well. But anyway. It's a great part of the state. I mean, Green Lake, that whole area is just, it's beautiful out there. And I don't want to use the word rural because it's like really cool if you get to the right places, but there's a lot of open space. How's that?
Yeah, there's a lot of open space. We like to fill it with love and a lot of great entertainment.
Too. Yeah. Well, this is great. And, you know, people who are in our listening area, that is definitely worth the it's not that far. And
right, it's worth the drive.
It's totally worth the trip with the restaurants. You talk about the breweries and then to go to the Thrasher Opera House and experience some of your stuff. Go to the website, thrasheroperahouse.com. Look, and, you know, make some plans this summer. Get out and enjoy all these activities that Jason's been working so hard to bring to this community. All right, Jason,
thank you, Jason.
Love what you're doing
down
there.
You guys have a great day.
All right, you too.
You
all right.
Too.
Take care.
Jason Matt Smith from the Thrasher Opera House down in Green Lake, Wisconsin. And they have the whole Green Lake Festival of Music. And look into that, too. They got some great things.
Check it out, yeah.
I think that's really cool that they're doing tryouts for the kids and having a play there. I mean, a show there as well. So, all right, ThrasherHouse.com. We will be right back. Shannon and the mayor. In the morning you go gunning for the man who stole your water, and you will fight till he is dawning, but they catch you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
June is Brain Awareness Month, and the Alzheimer's Association estimates more than 120,000 people are living with the disease in Wisconsin. In the Green Bay area, there are two dementia-friendly neighborhoods hosting what's called Purple Angel Trainings. Here's advocate Casey Kapelczynski.
It starts from the basics. What is dementia? What do you need to understand about the disease? What sort of things should you be recognizing? And how do you best adjust your behavior to interact with them in a way that's positive for each individual in that interaction?
And the sooner dementia is recognized, the more support can be given.
And the more informed we all are, the sooner we can start treating it with the medications that we have, interventions, diet changes, whatever it might be that your physician recommends.
You can always learn more at ALZ.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
All right, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor with special guest host Shannon Cohen. And as we've been talking about today, today marks the 80th anniversary of the Allied invasion of the Nazi-occupied France during World War II, and which is, as we mentioned, the largest amphibious assault in history. And really, it was early, think about that, 80 years ago today, early on June 6, 1944, 13,000 paratroopers, you know, went behind the entrenched enemy lines ahead of 135 you know, the Allied troops, right? U.S., the British, and the Canadian soldiers who later landed on the beaches of Normandy. And, you know, unfortunately, 4,400 troops were killed that day, and 2,500 of them were Americans. And
being able to hear these stories.
And Johnny put together a series of stories that he had interviewed some of these people who were there. They're no longer with us, but it's really worth listening to it first person on what they experienced mm-hmm. there. So, Todd, let's hear another one of those.
We left England aboard the Susan B. Anthony. Around 8 a.m. that morning, we hit a mine. I believe 22 guys on the ship were killed. They sealed up that part of the ship and unloaded the rest of us onto boats that had come over to help. It was a little tense, to say the least. German planes were strafing, bombs were going back and forth over our heads. There was a lot of fireworks. The guy manning our landing barge either miscalculated or lost his nerve because he dropped the gate a long ways from shore. The water was up to our shoulders. Now everything we had was wet. Bullets were hitting around us. We just kept inching forward towards shore. A German plane flew by. The cockpit was in flames. I can still see that pilot. He was burnt white. It crashed about 50 yards into shore. We made it to land, but it was pretty much a big, confusing mess. There were bodies lying all over. All the organization and training that had been drilled to us was out the window. Now it was just one group of guys calling over to other guys, trying to put together some sort of a unit. Very few squads were intact. You just grouped up and went by luck and instinct. There was no set plan anymore. That first day, we had planned on moving about 100 yards inland and setting up our guns. We actually only made it 25 to 30 yards. That was it. Once we got inland, we saw how rough it had been for the paratroopers and glider guys. It looked like about 75% of the gliders had been demolished from the hedgerows. General Pratt's body was covered up alongside the road. You could tell that a lot of paratroopers had been shot up before they even got to the ground. Those paratroopers and those glider guys, they had it very rough. Hub Jokey, 101st Airborne, Green Bay.
Another Green Bay.
Yep. They were there. And they were just, they signed up for it. They didn't get drafted. They signed up.
Yeah, they wanted to do this.
They wanted to be there, so.
Hey, Jim, we've got one more.
Oh.
And I'm just wondering if you want to play it, because it's pretty good. We'll still have time for you guys to kind of wrap up.
All right, sure. Go ahead. It's important.
Yeah, let's do it.
I was sitting in the hatch of my tank. just trying to see what it looked like up to where we'd be landing. But we couldn't see a thing. It was too dark and foggy. There was lots of smoke in the air. And it wasn't until we got close to the beach that we started seeing yellow bursts in the low sky. There was so much noise, you couldn't believe it. They took us to where we were supposed to land, but they wouldn't let us off. There were too many obstacles in the water. We had to wait. We were idling, going back and forth, circling around. Finally, we got the word to shove off. Well, when they let us off, they sort of dumped us sideways. I thought, what in the hell is going on? We were supposed to go straight in. But the boat was tipping so much that we went into the water all crooked. That was the only lucky thing that happened to us that day, that we didn't tip over in the water. I don't know how long we were in the water trying to get to shore, but finally, there we were on the beach and trying to move forward. There was so much wrecked stuff and troops on the beach that it was hard as hell to get across. We spread out as much as we could and started blasting away. I saw two tanks get blown up ahead of me. Then I heard bang! Something exploded right outside our tank. We veered to the left. All of a sudden, our tank stopped. I must have been knocked out. When I got my wits about me, I thought, what in the hell just happened? I knew the motor was still running, so I looked down to see what was going on. Well, the driver's head was shot off and blood was pouring out of his neck. The assistant driver, his head was lying on its side. He was dead too. I was the only one still alive. I had to go down and pull them out so I could get into the driver's seat. I didn't really know where I was going, but I did know that if I sat there, I was done for. If there was anything on the beach and it wasn't moving, the Germans would find you with their artillery up on the hill and blow you all to hell. I headed right across the beach, just beat it for the cliffs. There was a hole in the wall and everybody started going through it. Of course, by now, all the Germans were zeroing in on that gap too. All I know is that I was heading straight for it when I came to a hard stop. I'd sunk into a deep shell hole. I don't know if I fell asleep or passed out again or what happened. When I woke up, somebody was pounding on the top of the turret. I didn't know who it was, so I drew two guns, a .45 automatic and a burp gun. I aimed them both right at the hatch. Finally, it opened, and I almost shot the guy. It was one of our infantrymen. I think I hugged the hell out of him. The GI asked, does your tank still run? I said, I don't know, but I'll give it a try. I started up, it still ran. I had a hell of a time backing out of there, but I finally got out of the hole, ran over a whole bunch of junk and stuff, and got the hell off that beach. The tank kept getting hit with small arms fire. It sounded like you were in a greenhouse and it was raining pebbles. Once I got on top of the hill, they put a new crew together for me of guys whose tanks had been knocked out. I had to get the radio and report back. I had a hell of a time doing it. For one thing, I couldn't get a hold of any of our officers. I didn't know if they were dead or what happened. For another thing, I could barely talk. I was still so shook up. I don't know how I get up the hill. I just don't know. I do know that I was scared as hell. I finally got a hold of somebody. It was an Air Corps officer. He said he could see us on the ground and that the Germans were up ahead of us, but were pulling back. So we got everybody together and went into our first small French town. Going across that beach was the worst nightmare I can imagine. I remember seeing three or four guys with their stomachs shut up, trying to hold everything in while crawling along on their hands and knees. I saw guys with their arms blown off just staggering around, walking around the beach like they were in a daze. It was just a bloody assassination. That's what it was, an honest to God assassination. Dale Rammel, Green Bay, Tank Commander, Omaha Beach.
Wow.
That one.
That's
wow.
Unbelievable. Every one of them is just so, oh, man. Well, I think it's, Shannon, thank you for being here. I think it's serendipity, but it's, your kid wants to be a soldier.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of cool that you guest host on this day.
Indeed.
So I don't know if you still want him to be a soldier, but yeah, it's.
Again, I'm still not sure.
But these, what these men and these people gave for this country, you know, 80 years ago today is just awesome. So yeah, that was fun. Thank you for being here. We're going to get you back here when Johnny is, you bet. And
thanks,
Todd,
Shannon.
Thanks,
Todd. Todd, thanks.
Always, and she was nice. She even asked me if I wanted coffee. You guys never ask me if I want coffee.
No, we don't.
She asked me.
Okay. Let's put the pressure on Mino tomorrow. Yeah. All right, we'll be back here tomorrow. But again, I want to thank Peter and Tracy Flukey for sharing their excursions with us, and Alyssa Gilson from Associated Bank, Ingrid with the
Medicare.
Yes, Jim Collar from the Thrasher House, and of course Katie from downtown Green Bay. Thanks for joining us today. We're going to be back tomorrow with Johnny. Will be back. Mine on the Mayor. Thank you, Shannon Cohen, and we
thank
will
you.
See you tomorrow.
Have a great day. Tomorrow.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we take a look at Wisconsin's best parks and also a historical look at an important day, D-Day, on the Albaugh Show. Join us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Progressive presents 10 things on a contractor's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote. Bidding a new client, giving an accurate estimate, finding affordable materials, getting a client to pay you for work you already did, getting a client to pay you, period, securing permits and workers and tools, getting those workers and tools to work together, and finding the perfect pair of overalls. Pockets, baby. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.